This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And joining me now from the Unicorn City of Austin, Texas. He's probably the only sensible man in Austin, Texas. That would be the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir. Oh, there you are. Did you hear all that that I just said?
I heard the entire intro, and I'm not the only sensible person in Austin.
Well, you're the only one. You're the only guy I know in Austin. So that's the way it's going to have to go, unless you got some of your staff working there, too.
We do.
Okay. So let's kick off. Let's talk about the Sorosian attorney generals out here. I know that was written by a guy from the NSSF, but, I can see a time down the road when all of these guys that back this kind of stuff that attack the Constitution, I could foresee a time where people would look at them with a lot of violent intentions. But let's talk this first simply because of what this is. Mexico is currently suing us, right? They're currently suing gun manufacturers, I guess, for Fast and Furious, right?
Well, they're suing. It's a little more involved than that. But, yes, the country of Mexico has sued a number of U.S. gun manufacturers for the gun violence that happened in their country. Now, what the people, including the Attorney General of Mexico, love to not talk about is the fact that the American-made firearms that end up in the hands of criminals, cartel members, and other violent types south of the border seem to fall off the back of military trucks and disappear from Mexican army armories most often. Guns being smuggled across the border do happen, but they happen at a far in far less volume that way than they do through out and out corruption of cops and the military selling guns that were bought by the government, the Mexican government, to criminal types down there. Anyway, Mexico has sued these American gun manufacturers with the help of a prominent civilian disarmament operation here in the U.S. known as the Brady Campaign. And they got something of a boost not too long ago when 14 state attorneys general filed a brief in support of that. And what do you know? These attorneys general come from all the states that you'd expect: Massachusetts, California, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Hawaii, Illinois, Michigan, Maryland. You know them all. And as the NFSS Larry King points out here, all of those AGs are also supported or associated in one way or another with law and order's best friend in the United States, George Soros.
Now, I'm going to ask a question. And I have asked this question before, and I've had certain people tell me, I don't really want to see that happen. However, when if somebody's going to get out there and they're going to fund efforts to subvert the Constitution, and I realize that the Democrats, if they ever got into a place where they could say, where they were in charge of everything, they could take that and completely weaponize that against the Constitution itself from the inside out. I get that, but I wonder what the answer is to this, because the biggest, I mean, the military drug cartel, or the drug cartels use military armament, right? They, most of it comes from the southern border, their southern border, but we do sell what we, I think in 2019, we sold $155 million to them in weaponry.
I don't know the volume, but it's a lot of guns that are sold to the Mexican military and Mexican police operations that are supposed to go for legitimate use, and a large percentage of them end up magically in the hands of cartels and other bad actors.
Yeah, that you know, it's not too far to figure it out. You know, they'll go kidnap some colonel's daughter, right? And they'll say, "We'll let your daughter go if you'll leave that arms room open."
And right. They come in. It's the corruption down there is pervasive, and as you say, it's not always just out and out corruption. It's sometimes intimidation, threatening someone's family if they don't basically turn over the gun. It's not a great situation down there. But this, what's going on in this lawsuit, is an out-and-out attempt to bankrupt the U.S. It's lawfare. They're trying to bankrupt U.S. gun manufacturers by suing them, aided and abetted by the Brady campaign, which has filed lawsuit after lawsuit against gun companies over the years, most of which have been shot down by the PLCAA, and this one probably will be too. But again, it's lawfare. These gun companies are going to have to spend a lot of money and a lot of time defending themselves against it and fight this out. So,
do each one of them individually have to do this, or can they join? Can they merge forces?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not a legal expert enough to know. I would think they could, because they're basically all being sued for the same thing. But again, I don't know what federal jurisprudence allows and doesn't allow in terms of multiple targets of the same type of lawsuit banding together, you know, in order to save money.
I just wonder if we're going to get to a point to where we can have enough. I mean, Soros, he needs to be run out of the country. His money needs to be run out of the country. Isn't he being insurrectionist with this, with his funding and everything else?
You can certainly make that argument. By supporting efforts like this along with helping to elect prosecutors all across the country who have no interest in prosecuting large sections of the criminal code, he's helping to sow discord and lawlessness, which you can only conclude is one of his goals. How else?
Hang on for me there. Hang on for me there. We'll pick this up on the other side. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where this is at. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. All of these stories I'm using right now are ripped straight from the front page of the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's go to this one, which is a sober reminder that good guys don't always win gunfights.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we preach gun ownership. We love to see people buy, own, train, use, and carry firearms. That's a good thing. It's a good way to protect yourself, protect your family, keep yourself safe, keep your home safe. And in general, gun ownership results in just that, keeping yourself and your family safe. However, sometimes, you know, a gun is not a magic talisman. If you end up in a confrontation with a bad actor, with somebody who's trying to hold you up, who pulls a gun on you, sometimes those things go the wrong way. And John Bach, one of our writers, found a case where exactly that happened. You know, there was a man who had was walking with his wife, who hadn't been married in 10 days or something like that, and he was held up by some 15-year-old. And he pulled his gun, they exchanged gunfire, and he was killed. That's the sad fact. Sean posted mostly as a reminder of the fact that in addition to having and carrying a firearm and knowing how to use it, there are also considerations like situational awareness, knowing where you're parking, knowing your surroundings, knowing when things are looking questionable or stinky, as some people like to say. If you can avoid situations like that, by all means, do that. Nobody wants to get in that kind of a situation. Pulling a gun, using your gun should always be the very last resort. No matter how good or confident you are in your skills there. So, it's just, kind of a good reminder, which, we can all use from time to time.
Yep. I guess, I saw something, and I think it happened here in South Carolina, where some guys went into a barbershop to rob the barbershop. And some of the guys that were getting their hair cut, they had concealed carry guns on them, except as the guys came walking by, while they absolutely had to drop on them, they waited till they walked by and were looking at other things before they drew their weapons. I think part of being in a self-defense shooting, a lot of that's going to depend on if you understand when to get involved in that gunfight.
Well, that's true. Obviously, if you can do that kind of thing, if you don't think you're in absolutely immediate danger, you know, there was somebody's looking in another direction or distracted or whatever, that there are better times than others to go to your gun if that's what you decide you have to do.
Much better times. So, and the other thing is that with these guys, they pled. I mean, they are, they didn't get charged with murder. They pled down to manslaughter, right?
No, exactly. This happened in Louisville back in, I think, 2017. And yeah, they had was in the news recently because they did plead. It was a manslaughter charge, I think armed criminal action. Manslaughter, robbery, receiving stolen property, one, endangerment, and possession of a handgun by a minor. He got 18 years.
Now, does Louisville have a Sorosian DA? Do we know that or not?
I don't know who their prosecutor is, but wouldn't surprise me. A huge number of cities in this country do.
Right.
Virtually every one of the largest cities. We're talking Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, Phoenix, St. Louis, New York, Orlando, Baltimore. They're everywhere.
Yep.
All of these people were backed by George Soros. He threw a lot of money at their campaign to put in so-called progressive prosecutors,
right,
who care far more about social justice than they do prosecuting criminals, prosecuting people who have been charged with crimes. And a lot of these people, prosecutors, have let it be known publicly that there are just large sections of the criminal code that they simply will not prosecute. They will not enforce. And while criminals are dumb, they're not stupid. They react to those incentives. So that's why you have crowds of people walking into retail stores with trash bags cleaning the place out. That's why you have swarms of carjackers in cities that, and you've got huge increases in violent crime rates, like carjacking, like assault, like murder. It's happening in city after city, and you're just starting to see some pushback against it. New York's new district attorney got a huge amount of blowback when he sent out a letter that was leaked to the press that laid out exactly what he would not prosecute. And he had to back off on that. Los Angeles district attorney, George Gascon, is currently having to fight off a recall effort. I think there's an effort to do the same thing in San Francisco, but I don't believe that's been certified yet. But,
yeah, Chasa.
See that more and more.
San Francisco chief has thrown Chasa to the wolves there.
Yes, exactly. So
this article. This article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. It's at the top of the page with the other one that we've already referenced. If you are looking for the breaking news in the gun industry, the gun culture, the gun world, this is the place to go, thetruthaboutguns.com. Where Dan has a team of writers that I'm pretty sure they stay fairly busy. Fairly busy, those young fellows that write those articles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a speech at the White House this afternoon, President Joe Biden announced financial sanctions against Russia for their aggression on Ukraine.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt on our markets or European markets.
And the Supreme Court is leaving in place a decision throwing out a lawsuit filed by a woman who accused billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing her when she was a child.
Courtney Wiles' lawsuit claimed Florida federal prosecutors failed to consult victims more than a decade ago when reaching secret plea deals with Epstein, who died in jail in 2019. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News. The United States Supreme Court brought a formal end to former President Donald Trump's request to block the release of White House records sought by the Democrat-led congressional panel investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. The court's decision to formally reject Trump's appeal follows its January 19th order that led to the documents being handed over to the House of Representatives Investigative Committee by the federal agency that stores government and historical records. A federal jury has now found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. The men pled not guilty to one count of interference of rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were each charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm in relation to a federal crime of violence. The McMichaels and Bryan were already convicted in state court of murdering the 25-year-old black jogger and are serving life sentences. The McMichaels are also not given the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, where he is the editor-in-chief. Let's talk about Juan Williams. I mean, does it interest you as much as it interests me how much Trump lives in the leftist brains rent-free?
It is remarkable that... What are we now, 14 months almost?
Yep.
Past the time he left office, that they how often they still talk about him, obsess over him, blame him, vilify him. They can't seem to move on, as the saying used to go back in the 90s.
Right.
Juan Williams' piece in The Hill recently, it reflects back what we were talking about last segment in terms of the spike in crime, which is due in a significant part to these prosecutors who refuse to prosecute criminals, turning these people back out on the street to reoffend again. It's a recidivism machine that keeps running and running and running. And people like William, who dwell on the left side of the spectrum, need to find ways to deflect from that. They can't admit that defunding the police, decarceration, zero bail laws, and these progressive prosecutors have resulted in these spikes in crime in city after city all over the country. So he's written this navel-gazing think piece at The Hill, which pretty much blames all this on former President Trump talking about America's crime problem and
sure.
the GOP trying to stir up racial animus by, again, talking about the crime problem and pointing out, apparently in Williams' book, merely talking about it and acknowledging that we have this problem and, God forbid, laying blame at the feet of some people is de facto evidence of white supremacy, racism, xenophobia, whatever, you name it.
Yeah, but let's look at this. So are they saying that Trump is causing the crime? Because most of the time in urban areas, black American young males are not typically Trump's demographic.
No. And in fact, we ran another piece this week on a study that was done in the District of Columbia that found that a huge percentage of the crime in that city was attributable to anywhere between 200 and 500 individuals, almost all of which had gang affiliation.
Yes.
Now, that kind of revelation shouldn't be news to really anyone, but apparently you can't make the news unless the government pays some researchers, God knows how much money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to come up with and confirm what everybody pretty much knows already. So in a city like D.C., rather than going out and targeting these individuals, virtually all of whom have long rap sheets, have been in the criminal justice system time and time again, but are let go repeatedly to reoffend, instead of targeting those people and eliminating a huge source of the crime problem in the city, instead, what Mayor Muriel Bowser wants to do is to shovel lots of cash to favorite constituencies to fund the city's office on violent crime management, or I can't remember the exact title of it, it was in an article, and fund Violence Interrupter and other community organizations to get at the root causes of crime, all of which ends up flushing lots of taxpayer dollars down the tubes, and is among the least effective and least efficient ways to do, quote unquote, do something about crime. When what you could do is focus your police department's efforts on these, and I think they said there was as few as 200 people that they had identified in the study. If you focus them, you would eliminate as much as 60 to 70% of the violent crime in Washington, D.C. by getting these people off the streets. But what that means is you've got to have your police investigate them, arrest them, and then you've got to have the prosecutor agree to prosecute them and have the court system convict these people and put them in jail. But then you've got, then of course you're raising the ire again of the progressive left because you have what's called the carceral system in this country, which objects greatly to putting criminals actually in jail and keeping them off the street.
Well, but I mean,
but it can't victimize the law abiding.
So is the supposition by these soft-on-crime types and these soft-on-crime jurisdictions that young black men just walk past a jail, as Ben Shapiro said, walk past a jail and they get snatched into it for no reason, that these guys are all innocent?
That's what they make it sound like. Of course, what this same study also determined is the target, the victims of the 200 to 500 super offenders, or whatever you want to call them, are the same people, are the same demographic. These are poor, minority, sure, individuals, many who are black. So, again, the policies that have exacerbated these problems are felt most and are victimizing most often the very people these people say they're trying to help. But that's hardly new. Government has a long history of creating a problem and then appropriating lots of dollars to solve the problem they created and then spending those dollars in ways that does little to nothing to solve the problem.
When we're headed into the last break of the hour, when we come back, I want to ask you a question about all of this and get your idea on this. I'm always trying to suggest stuff to Dan to write, except he's an editor, so I need to probably have some of your writers on. And you can find all of his writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. Where all of this stuff, right off the front page of it, right off the front page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I want to ask you a question, and I don't know what the answer to this is. I'm just musing out loud. We know where Soros has given all this money to these places. We know where they have bail reform. We know where. Have you noticed how prevalent it is that they also have very stiff gun control regimes in place in a lot of these places? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it does seem to go hand in hand with all the same places.
Now, in Cali, they're trying to do these recalls. Do these other jurisdictions just not have that mechanism in place?
It varies from state to state, and unfortunately, I don't have details on that. I don't know which states have that ability and which states don't, but not every state has the ability to recall officials. I think most do. The question is, you know, at what point do you reach the tipping point where you've got enough of a motivated populace to get out there and collect the signatures that are necessary and get them certified and get them on the ballot? A lot of times there has to be a precipitating event, kind of like you just saw in San Francisco with the recent recall of 3 school board members.
Right.
You know, a lot of information came out about those, and that was enough to motivate lot of the city's parents to do that. You've got to do something. Usually has to happen that's particularly horrendous, and you hate to see that happen, but it usually takes something like that to get people up and out of their chairs long enough to get that process rolling.
So in Chicago, right, in Chicago, where I don't know what the – is Chicago sort of so used to life this way that they just don't – they're not uppity, they're not activists, they're not willing to get into a fight with something. Because in Chicago, you had Kim Fox, who got out there, and they had a gunfight between two warring factions of gangs.
The cops were there with their phones and filming their TikToks and, you know, GoPros and all this other stuff. They watched it happen, and she said that this was because of some sort of mutual combat, because they were both shooting at each other. There was no victim here. They were both bad boys, both bad boy groups. And so she didn't prosecute anybody.
Even though as a result, there was a dead body involved in that exchange of gunfire.
So, I mean, what do you think that would be a precipitating event? What, shouldn't some Chicago resident be out there?
As you said, the Chicago machine is famously corrupt, has been that way for decades and decades. The Cook County political machine has greased palms and made sure the city's trains run on time, mostly, since what, the 30s, the 40s?
Right.
Probably. And you've got the whole Daley clan that ran the city for off and on for years and years and years. So, yeah, somebody as openly corrupt, I won't say corrupt, but negligent, and someone who has so little interest in upholding the law in the city. I think a lot of people in a place like Chicago just shake their head and say, this is part of the world in which we live. And those people keep voting for these people again and again and again.
Well, see, that was my next question. Should we, the other day, I'll give you an example. The other day, my wife has been in cancer treatment. She was at the cancer center. And it came up what I did for a living, and the receptionist was originally from California. And she had lived a good portion of her adult life out in California. And so she's come here to South Carolina, and she found it very distasteful that I did a radio show about gun rights and politics. And with these areas, I mean, I would love to be able to influence these areas, right? But the same group of guys went into New Jersey when Sweeney was still the state Senate president to try to unseat him. The same group of guys that went there that got the Colorado recall in play, right? That organized all of that grassroots stuff. And in New Jersey, they just wouldn't do it. They didn't want to do anything where they might get noticed and it might get pointed out that they helped somebody against Kevin Sweeney. So if we're going to look at a group of people that live in a state that just, they're just Stockholm syndromed out and have no idea what freedom is really like, how much can we help them? And do they deserve what they're getting because they keep electing these people back in?
Well, at some point you do deserve the government you elect. The good news is, of course, Sweeney was voted out to everyone's shock.
Yeah.
By a truck driver who just had enough. I can't remember even what the reason was that got him to run anymore, but he did. He spent, just a few thousand dollars, and he unseated one of the most powerful people in the state of New Jersey. That's a pile of schadenfreude I'm still enjoying to this day. So it can happen. And the more you get situations like the quality of life in San Francisco deteriorating massively with people and employers and companies leaving and people selling apps to map and report feces as they walk through the city, at some point people do react. And again, we saw this last week with the Board of Education there and three people getting chopped up. These weren't right-wing radicals who came out and voted to get rid of these people. These were San Francisco, because there aren't any in San Francisco to speak of.
They were Asian parents. Day.
Yeah, mostly Asian people who for a long, for a great deal of time, don't try not to involve themselves in politics. But, these were Democrats, for the most part, who came out and talked these people out by large margins. I think that some of these people were thrown off by like 60 and 70% of the vote. So it can happen. It does happen. It doesn't happen often enough. But when you've got these waves of crime and inflation and the price of gas and all these things, at some point, people do wake up and do something.
The other and we don't have time to really delve deep into this, but the other problem becomes, like right now, everybody's backing away from all the COVID protocol, and my apprehension here is that people will forget 2 years of absolute tyranny at the hands of the government because they just want to see how far they could push us.
Well
the little information operation.
Yeah, the science didn't change there. The political science changed there.
The polling That's science changed. The polling changed.
Exactly.
Well, as usual, thank you once again for joining me today. Dan Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, the most prolific, fastest-reacting gun blog in the United States today. In the world today, I guess. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be writer Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.